Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible. Well, welcome once again today. It's always a joy. Probably the highlight of my week is to spend these moments and with an opportunity to be with you. Thank you for joining. Recently, we have been studying the subject of moral intelligence. So we did one session on a definition of what do we mean by moral intelligence. And the last time we were together, our subject was about sources. Where can you go to get moral intelligence? And we determined in that session that they certainly couldn't get it from other people. In fact, the scripture says, vain is the help of man. Another says it's not in man to direct his steps. So, and then we went to government and we question whether government has the ability or the inclination to even give us moral intelligence. And so we defined the two types of government and concluded that not likely are they a good source of moral intelligence. In fact, many governments, including our present one and our Supreme Court, etc., are passing laws contrary to moral intelligence. But today, our subject is a good one, the benefits of moral intelligence. My goodness. And they are, in fact, a multitude of things. And so we want to get started. And right off the bat, I'm going to try and be as short as possible. This is not good for this preacher. I'm not good at being short, but I'm really going to give it my best shot today. So let's look at number one here. Because when you have moral intelligence, you will always know what is right in every situation in life. You will always know what is right. Oh, that's worth a lot. Now, I want you to notice the scripture first, though. The people, my people, are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Of all the things that can destroy people, and all the different kinds of lacks of different kinds of knowledge, right? Probably the most devastating to every human person is the lack of understanding about right and wrong, good and evil. That will destroy a person when you expect that what you did was the right thing to do, but it wasn't. It will be followed by destruction. So let's go to some more wonderful scriptures here. Interesting. Look at this. The statutes of the Lord are right. And look at what they do. They cause you to rejoice in the heart. In fact, it goes on. There's so much detail. In fact, my recommendation, if you really, and you should, everybody should learn to memorize. It's like a muscle. If you don't work at doing it, it won't grow and develop, but you can learn to memorize. And then of all the things that one should memorize, remember what David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You get the stuff in you that it changes everything in your life. And Psalm 119, I know it's a big one, 150 verses or whatever it is, 165 verses in it, probably worth the memory. But it's got so many good things on it. But take a look at this. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. And look at this now. And the commandment of the Lord is pure. And look at what it does. It enlightens the eyes. It enables you to see accurately. And we're going to come to that in a moment. But what we want to get here is that when you have moral intelligence, you will always know what is the right thing. And it's always the right time to do right. There is never a right time to do wrong. Let's look at some more scriptures here. The word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Let's go on to another one. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, thy adjudications. Every decision that God teaches us to make is a right one. In fact, It's the reason why David said this, I esteem all thy precepts. Now watch this. Concerning all things. Remember I said up here, every situation in life? I esteem thy precepts concerning all things. Look at this. Concerning all things to be right. And consequently, I hate every false way. My goodness. I probably should take you back to the screen and let you see the next verse. The thoughts of the righteous are right. When you have moral intelligence, every thought you think will be right. You will always know what is right in every life situation. Now, the scripture goes on. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. I'm telling you what, they're going to get you in a lot of trouble. Before we move on to my second point, it's fundamentally important that each of us, and you, my friends, understand the import, the high importance of having moral intelligence. In fact, look at the scripture. It's better to have a little bit of stuff with doing right, okay, than to have great revenues, lots of money, without right. Make sure you get this nailed down. Because the man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. See, when the Lord directs his steps, that's our source of intelligence, right? Okay, so the ability to see accurately and to evaluate properly every situation goes along with my first point. Always knowing what's right in every situation. But let's look at this one. Jesus spake unto them, and he said, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me, that's a good thing to be doing. Let's stop for just a moment. It's not enough to be a believer. You have to be a follower. In other words, you have to believe enough to follow. Because if you don't believe enough to follow, you probably don't really believe. But let's go back to the scripture. He said, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me, now look at the benefit, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, now this is a phenomenally interesting phrase. You shall have the light of life. You won't be stumbling around in the dark because life will have a light on it and you'll be able to see accurately in every situation and evaluate it properly. Well, my goodness, what could be better than that? Now, I know it's true that moral intelligence, you don't just get 100% of it all at one time. You have to kind of grow in it, right? It happens as you follow the Lord. Remember, he says he's the light of life. And you won't stumble in the darkness, but you'll have the light of life. So as you commit to following the Lord, there's something wonderful that happens to your pathway. For the path of the just is as a shining light. The path. That shines more and more under the perfect day. The path of the just, that's you, hopefully, is as a shining light. It's the path. The ability to see the path of life. The ability to see and evaluate properly everything around you. That's the path of life. Now, let's go back to this just for a moment. And I don't want you to miss this. It shines more and more. You're going to get more intelligent morally all the time. It shines more and more on the perfect day. But in contrast to this, look at this. But the way of the wicked, those who don't have moral intelligence, the way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. They don't even know what's going on and why they feel the way they feel and why they have all the stress and why they're upset and why this isn't working out and why life is such a mean, miserable existence. And why is that? Because the path of the just, those that have moral intelligence, is like a shining light that shines more and more. But the path of the wicked is as darkness, and they don't know at what they stumble. Now, it's important then to understand this benefit of moral intelligence, because then thou shalt walk in thy way safely. And thy foot shall not stumble. Yeah. And when you lie down, you won't be afraid. You'll lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Oh my goodness. Think of the benefits of being able to see properly and not have to stumble over anything. Always knowing what's right in every situation. I hope you're already starting to see the benefits of moral intelligence, okay? Because it gets better. Look at this. Life gets better. Life is a whole lot easier when you have moral intelligence. Look at this. Good understanding. What kind of understanding are we talking about? What is understanding? Remember? Understanding right and wrong. Good and bad. Good and evil. Knowing the difference between love and iniquity, etc. It gives favor to you, but the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the person who does not have moral intelligence is hard. I mean, it's really tough. You know, we'll probably come to more of this. We can't help but get there. Because Jesus, and don't you love him? Son of God and God the Son. Said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? I am the life. I am the life. And he said he's come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Life was not meant to be an endurance contest. Can I make it? He wants to make life easy, and the only way to get it easier is to have moral intelligence. Let's look at the scripture. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. Whoa, a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Look at this. Here are the words of the master himself. Come unto me. Have you done that yet? Have you come to him? Make sure you do if you event. And, you know, one of the saddest verses of the Bible is John 5. I think it's verse 40. I want you to catch the pathos in the voice of the Master, and this is what he said. You will not come to me that you might have life. So that's why they had the slogan, if being born hasn't given you any satisfaction, get born again. Let's go back to the scripture. Here's the Master speaking, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, when life is tough, come to me. Well, and that's not something you just do once. It's a way of life, right? And he says, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, you know, the yoke. Two animals being yoked together, one is stronger than the other, but the yoke is designed to make sure that the weaker doesn't get killed by trying to pull the same weight as the stronger. So the yoke evens that out. And so Jesus says, I want you to take my yoke. I want you to take it upon you. Look at this now. And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and you'll find rest under your mind, your emotions. Ooh. Look at this now. For my yoke is easy. And my burden? Wow, it's light. Life is a whole lot easier when you have moral intelligence. It just gets easier all the time. Now, this even gets better. Watch this now, because living morally intelligent brings great rewards. I mean, we're talking here about the benefits of moral intelligence. I mean, we're talking here about rewards. Now, look at anybody who despises the word of God shall be destroyed, but he, look at this now, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Don't miss it. That's what happens when you have moral intelligence. You follow the commandments, that's how you're going to get moral intelligence. In fact, next time we get together, we're going to talk about how do you get moral intelligence. Yeah, that's going to be a fun time together. But in terms of scripture, look at referring moreover by them, the scriptures, is thy servant warned. Now watch this. And in keeping of them, that's how you get moral intelligence, there is reward. No, not just reward, but really great reward. In fact, there are so many scriptures about this, and the hardest thing for me is just to give you a tidbit when there's a whole bunch. But it's like the farmer, you know, or the preacher. The farmer showed up at church and there was nobody else there. And so what does the preacher do when there's only one in the audience? Well, he decided he'd tell him, preach the whole sermon to him. So he gave him the whole works. After the service, the farmer said to the preacher, you know, it was good, but when we have cattle and when only one shows up, we don't feed them the whole load. I know. I want to feed you the whole load, but I try not to. So here we go. Man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous, those who are following moral intelligence. For verily he is the God that adjudicates the earth. So he's going to make sure that the morally intelligent are blessed. Look at this. You got to know this about God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Him that cometh to God must believe that he is. Watch now. And that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. No, those that don't seek him. You don't want to be casual about moral intelligence. You want to follow him all the way. The wicked works a deceitful work, But to him that sows righteousness shall be a sure reward. I'm telling you, living morally intelligent brings about rewards. And watch this now. For righteousness tends to life. Mm-hmm. Moral intelligence is going to give you life. So he that pursueth evil pursues it to his own death. I hope you're already getting it. The benefits of moral intelligence are immense. You know, the first one we mentioned, and it comes to me just now, the first one we mentioned was the fact that you will always know what is right in every given situation in life. My. Do you know how great a benefit that is? I'm going to give you another tidbit. Ready? Temptation loses its power. When you know what's morally right, now temptation comes. It's not dealing now with some foolish, stupid, uninformed person. It's somebody who has moral intelligence, and so temptation doesn't have near the power. But let's keep moving on. Number five. Morally intelligent people avoid evil consequences. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, coming up, and it's going to be short, I hope. I'm going to spend a whole session on shades of death. It was 1623, the year William Wordsworth wrote Henry VI, Part 2, Act 5, Scene 4, where the term shades of death first appeared in history. It's been repeated recently, but I want to talk about shades of death, because watch this now. This scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if everybody that sinned died, nobody would be here, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? So what happens is, this death is not a termination entirely, it is a death by increment. Shades of death happen when we sin. He that sinneth against me wrongs his own soul, and all that hate me love death. Oh my goodness. Woe unto the wicked. Look at this now. It shall be ill with him. It's not going to be good. For the reward of his hands shall be given him. He's in really big trouble. Never forget the simplicity. Most people have memorized the scripture, but here it is. The wages of sin have never changed. The wages of sin is death. And while you may not die suddenly, but incrementally with shades of death, and I'm going to detail that for you in an upcoming teaching. It's called The Shades of Death and the Illuminations of Life. That's what we're going to discuss at some future time. The wages of sin have never changed. They are destructive, and we destroy ourselves incrementally. Every time we sin, we destroy something of our life that we should really have. Now, look at this. Living morally intelligent creates a good conscience. And what are the benefits of that? Well, let's look at the scripture first. Paul said, herein do I exercise in his life. I work out. I really work at this, right? To have always, not just part-time, but to always have a conscience void of offense toward God. Everything that was wrong between God and I got it fixed with him. And towards men. So, a clear conscience. Oh, my goodness. You sleep better. Stress-free. Peace. Calm. Cool. Conscience doesn't bother you. Now, you do need to see something about conscience, though, and here it is. Holding faith and holding also a good conscience. You've got to hold on to a good conscience because a conscience can be defiled. Yeah. And you ignore it enough times or contradict it enough times, it stops working. And what happens when a person does this? Look at this. Hold faith, hold a clear conscience, a good conscience, which some have put away concerning this faith. And the result is they have made shipwreck and things are not going well. Living morally intelligent has so many benefits, and this is one of them. A good conscience. In fact, the ability to live without guilt, without condemnation. In fact, look at this scripture. There's now zero condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, who walking after their moral intelligence, because the Spirit of God as the author of such moral intelligence. My goodness, there are so many benefits. Look at another one. Living morally intelligent secures relationships. Whoa. Want to keep your marriage together? Then you want to stay morally intelligent. Under the married I command, yet not I, but it's the Lord. This is the Lord's command. Look at this now. Let not the wife depart from her husband. Don't do that. That's not morally intelligent. And look at this. And let not the husband depart or put away his wife. No such thing as divorce. It is not morally intelligent. It destroys relationships when we have not moral intelligence. Now, let me give you an example of this, okay? Adultery is not morally intelligent. Here's what the scripture says. He that commits adultery with a woman lacks moral intelligence, lacks understanding. Now watch this. He that does it destroys his own soul. My goodness. A wound and dishonor shall he get. And his reproach shall not be wiped away. It is simply not morally intelligent. Moral intelligence secures a marriage relationship. Not only that, but watch this now, because moral intelligence secures the children as well. Look at this. Most men will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find... We know this scripture, but we forget the next one. For the just man, the guy who's got moral intelligence, walks in his integrity, and look at the result of this. His children are blessed after him because... Living morally intelligent secures relationship. Now, often I'd like to put in translations or other versions, and so here's one. This just helps clarify sometimes. Here it is. God-loyal people, right? That's morally intelligent people. Living honest lives, that's morally intelligent, right? makes it much easier for the children. Oh my goodness. Living morally intelligent secures the relationship of marriage, secures the relationship of friendships, assures the relationship of business, it secures the relationship of children by doing what's right. You want to mess up your marriage? Do wrong. Want to mess up business? Do wrong. Want to mess up children? Do wrong. But living morally intelligent secures, keeps intact, if you please, relationship. Now, here's one. It provides guidance. Moral intelligence provides guidance for other people. And it isn't just, it's not just about pointing your finger and telling people you should do this, do that. No, because it's the example that has, you know, the testimony of your lip is important, but more important is the testimony of your life. Does my life back up what I talk about? Or am I all blow and no go? All talk and no walk? Look at this now. Observe and hear all these words which I command you. Better make it well with you. Get moral intelligence. It will go well with you. Oh my goodness. But not only with you, but it will go well with your children after thee. And look at, it's going to last forever. Now watch this. What makes it last and affect children? Watch here now. When thou dost that which is good and right, moral intelligence in the sight of the Lord thy God. Well, I hope you're benefiting from this, but I've still got, I think, I'm a number 9. I think I got 12, so I hope you're taking notes, and if not, review and get a copy. By the way, it's coming up shortly. You'll be able, when you go to the website, nothingbutthetruth.org, to choose the video teaching, and right beside it, you'll be able to click and listen to the audio only, or you can click another button, and up will come the notes that you can take on the note. But let's look at this one now. Moral intelligence provides lifelong satisfaction. Oh, let me quote from the most famous chapter of the Bible, probably. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh. Because this guy's following the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean? He's following the shepherd. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Lifelong satisfaction. Then you get to receive God's approval and his blessing. Can you imagine that? If any man serve me and let him follow me, and where I am there shall my servant be. Now watch this. Jesus says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Can you imagine? You know, it's something to be honored by friend. I suppose it would be something to be honored by the governor or the president. But to be honored by God. Could there be anything greater than to be honored by God? He doesn't just honor you, though. He wants you blessed. He's a blesser. The book of the Sermon on the Mount, I call it the inaugural address that changed the world. It opens up with blessings because God's a blesser. Now look at this now. The blessing of the Lord it will make you rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. I mean, it's all good stuff and not bad. Now, I need to fix a typo. Because this is actually number 10, and I did it wrong. So, number 10 is you get safety. Moral intelligence will create safety. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Oh my goodness, isn't that delightful? Now, I only two more. Watch this now, because moral intelligence provides the basis for, are you ready? An eternal benefit, an eternal inheritance. Now, watch this. Everybody doesn't get this. Watch this now. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Nope, they don't get it. Be not deceived. Here's a list of unintelligent people who are morally unintelligent. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, not thieves, no covetous, not drunkards, not revilers, no extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. They don't get it. It's only for the morally intelligent. Watch here. Because such were some of you. We were all in those categories. But look at this. Now look at this. You're washed. Now you're sanctified. Now you're justified by Jesus. And so there's been a change in you. And because of this change, from morally unintelligent to morally intelligent through the power of Jesus. More of that when we get to the next time. Watch this. Then the king shall say to them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Imagine the benefit of moral intelligence and inheritance into eternity. And then he gives the reason. Because I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. That's morally intelligent, to feed the hungry. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. That's morally intelligent. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. They said, hey, master, when did we see you that? And he said, as much as you've done it to these, you did it to me, because you were so morally intelligent. Okay, come on into the kingdom prepared for you, you blessed of my Father. Now, there's one last benefit I don't want you to miss. It's probably the biggest, greatest, grandest of them all. The benefit of moral intelligence gives you the knowledge and power to live love. So let's go back to a famous chapter just for a moment. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, because they have languages too, and I don't have charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Let me give you the translation. If I speak, look at this now. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but I don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. Yay, yay, yay. It goes on. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I could predict the future. Though I understand all mysteries, and if I had all the information that exists, and though I have faith so that I could, look at this, move mountains, but I have not love or charity. Look at this now. Don't miss this. Nothing. If I give my goods to feed the poor, I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profits me nothing. Here, my friend, is the big stuff. Moral intelligence gives you the agenda, the details, the how-to to live love. Because love is always morally intelligent. Always. Love makes you morally intelligent, and morally intelligent makes you love, gives you the ability, the knowledge, and the power to actually love. How important is this? It's so important that God says that if you love, you don't have to worry about all the rules, because love will automatically fulfill all the rules, all the laws. Watch here. Oh, no, man, anything but to love one another. That's it. That's the name of the game. Watch here now. He that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. All of it. So all the rules automatically get done when we love somebody. And if we don't know actually how to love them, then we just need to look at the rules. Because we learn that love works no evil to his neighbor. Look at this now. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of all the rules. Every single one of them. So, I hope you have grasped, at least in part, the benefits of moral intelligence. The next time we get together, we're going to talk about how do you get it. It is not enough to know it. We know the sources. How do we become morally intelligent, so that all these benefits they've just talked about can become ours? That's what we'll do next time we get together.